is Rockin' Right with Sugar Buzz Magazine, and I'm speaking with Armand from Vio7. Hi, Armand.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. Just excited about hearing all your latest news. I have to tell you, when I hear you play, I think, Holy Mother of God. How did you come up with this concept of your violin playing?
How did I come up with the concept? Well, for many years, I liked all this heavy rock stuff that's going on with the guitars, and I had a slight problem. I was a classical violin player, still am from time to time. So eventually, I figured out there's a way to do it with an electric instrument, and then I figured out all kinds of other things, including that I need to have my own instrument, and I need to build and design it, and blah, 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 to make a long story short. I always liked heavy music, and I always wanted to play it. And when it came down to the line, I figured, you know what? I've got the violin technique already. Why not apply it? Why not play it with the violin bow? So
it's great. What
forward 10, 15 years ahead, you've got to just know what it is right now.
Very good. So it's been in the making for many, many years, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what challenges do you face while you're playing this kind of instrument?
Challenges. Well, this is also, first of all, it's a very untraditional thing. I mean, if you ask anybody who in the right mind would want to play metal on a violin to begin with.
Right.
So, you know, then that, you know, you need to, mostly the guitar player's doing it. In my case, I am the guitar player, quote unquote, even though I'm using violin and a violin bow. So many more strings than a traditional violin. My instrument is completely redesigned by my specs, the way I want them to be. And it's a different animal. So it brings in all kinds of interesting concepts that, okay, it might have some similarities with guitar sound, but those who play, they know that there's a lot of things that guitar players just freak because they can't figure out how it's achieved. Uh-huh. You can do so much different things, so many different things when you use a violin bow versus a pick.
Now, you play both guitar and violin?
I can play guitar, but I don't.
Yeah, so your expertise obviously is this electric guitar, electric violin, excuse me.
Yeah. Basically, there's no need to use a guitar in our music because I get the whole thing done on the violin, and that's what's interesting to me, is how do you do that? How do you achieve that?
Right.
And yeah, like you said, there's challenges that come with this, but that's the puzzle that I like solving. So.
Well, you've solved it quite nicely, I have to say. Now, you obviously you love metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite band?
Oh my goodness.
That's a hard question.
Well, you know, it keeps changing. Like for the last week or so, I dug out all the extreme recordings, and I've been listening to Nuno.
Yeah, it's great.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, it really depends. I don't think I can even answer that because there is a few ones that I like from anybody from, you know, Judas Priest to Whitesnake to, I don't know, TNT, same extreme, Van Halen, White Lion, blah, blah, blah. I could go on and on.
You name it. That's right. Now, you are...
You know,
yeah.
It's like you like salad. What kind of salad do you like? Well, let's see.
There's walnut, vinaigrette.
So many.
Right.
I don't say it depends on my mood, you know. And then there's days. The last thing I want to do is crank some kind of a ballsy metal. I mean, I need something really simple and whatever.
Now,
some days even no music at all is a good thing.
That's true, especially if you're surrounded by it constantly, right?
Yeah.
Now you're formally trained, is that right, in music?
Formally, you mean academically or whatever?
I would say academically. Term. Let's say academically.
Yeah. I've got the whole, you know, the degrees and all the education and all the fantastic classical knowledge that comes along with that. Yeah, they've tried to instill this thing in me since I was, what, 5, 6 years old? So.
Was
very, very smart.
You're very smart, I have to say. With what I've seen, all the YouTubes and everything, and listening to the music, I mean, it really is. It's hard to believe I'm actually listening to a violin. I forget that is not an electric guitar. It's an electric violin. It's amazing, really. Now, you started off at 5 years old with the violin, correct?
Well, it's fun. At the institution I was studying, at five, what they start you with is not even an instrument. You come in, you learn theory, you learn notes, and you learn how to read, you learn how to recognize you. You do ear training, you do all these preliminary things. So when you do have the instrument a year later, you actually know what you're doing with it.
Right.
Most of the time, like right now, let's say a kid wants to learn, they go to this teacher, and teacher slams them with the idea, okay, well, you want to play here, this is how you play, and then they discover that the kid doesn't know how to read. The kid has a situation with recognizing pitches. You know, all this thing is one big bouquet that needs to be somehow distilled, installed, I don't know, created for the child, assuming they have a natural ability to do this.
So I'm assuming somebody in your family must have said, he has a natural ability, or was it something that you vocalized at a young age?
Well, according to my mother, I had said that I want to play violin, which I regret for the next, I don't know, 15 years at least.
Wow.
Because, you know, who wants to play violin? Sissies only. I didn't want to be a sissy. I wanted to be cool. I wanted to play guitar. I wanted to be in a band, you know. So.
Right. Well, mom knew best, apparently, because then you took that, right?
Well, mom just said, well, I'm following up on what I've been told, so here's your instrument and shut up and do it. So, and I ended up in a musical institution, the school that I was studying. It was really, really hardcore. It was like the feeding grounds for Moscow and St. Petersburg conservatories back at the USSR days. Uh-huh. So it was the prime location for any kind of musical high-end learning, the place in the country. And basically their goal was like, their attitude was, we don't need you, you need us, so prove us that you want to stay in this thing, because our goal is just to throw you all out. We don't need any of you. We just need the most talented, the best. So it was always a challenge. Not as much from the parent, also with the parent, but from the education, you know, point of view, because there's always these exams and never-ending tests, and if you don't pass this, then these are the consequences. So it was a boot camp.
Right, right. Now tell me a little bit about VIO 7.
Okay. Let's see. Where do we start? Help me.
You've got a new lineup, correct? Or did you start off as a solo artist, or how did that go about?
Well, I had always, you know, dreamt up these things and did all kinds of little snippets in here and there. At one point, it was, okay, people were just asking too many, you know, okay, can you show me? Can you? All right, so we put this band together. And the latest version was that things have gotten really, really popular and like everywhere in Europe, Australia, Japan, South America. So we just needed to have a killer lineup that is just, you know, really good at what they do and is sellable and everything else. So we ended up with two more guys, Tracy Schell. He's a fantastic metal drummer. He's been touring internationally and doing this for quite a while with people from Rob Rock to, there's a list of them. You can read all of those on our website.
Right.
And the same thing with Tom McDine. He's playing bass for us. He's also playing in a band together with John Oliva, who just happened to be the founding member, the founder, actually, of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So, good folks, similar mindset. Similar ideas, and we kind of click, so we just start to play, and well, seems to be working pretty good.
It's amazing, and then you've played with many famous artists, Pavarotti being one. Name a few more. I know there were quite a list on your site.
Yeah, well, Pavarotti was crazy. There were all kinds of weird ones. Back in the day when NSYNC was hot, I was playing with them. Imagine that.
Wow.
Yeah.
From metal to NSYNC.
Yeah. But, you know, it's such a rock and roll thing. Even with that formation at the time, you know, and people show up at the rehearsals with different color Ferraris each day. And the weirdest thing, you would never think that does take place in those kind of...
Yeah.
I'll just stop right there.
Okay. Well, you know,
there's all kinds of people. I've, you know, done some gigs with Barry Manilow, Richard Marx, with Debbie Gibson.
Who was your favorite?
With Ray Price, which is a country artist. How's that one? You know?
Yeah. Who is your favorite artist out of these? Or favorite, maybe, moment?
You know, despite all that crap that you can read on the internet about all these, you know, all these women doing all that stuff, Barry Manilow is an unbelievable musician. I mean, once you're part of that whole juice there and see what he can do with the instrument.
Really?
Unbelievable player. I mean, I remember sitting there and thinking, this guy knows his craft.
Wow. Well, he's fine-tuned it for many years, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of really good players, but I just, you know, thought popped in my mind. I said it.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen all this stuff, and you've read it, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I've seen that from the stage, and it's weird, but hey.
Well, it makes entertainment for the entertainer, I would think. Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Now, let's ask the hard questions now.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Are you ready for me?
Uh-huh. Should I sit down now?
You might want to. You're officially a long-hair hottie.
That's the hard one?
That's the hard one. How did you become... tell us about this contest that you so graciously won.
Well, I don't know what to say, except I didn't do absolutely nothing. I just
had long hair?
I guess that's it.
So
if that's the claim to fame, then now what, right? Well, there were all these crazy amount of people that voted for it, and I really appreciate all the votes.
Yeah.
Do I see that as an accomplishment from my side? I don't know. Maybe I could do something musical, something, I don't know. I mean, this is just, it's a great honor, is all I can say. And thank you for all the people who didn't make this happen.
Absolutely.
Starting with the ones who put this together and then the ones who participated. And yeah, it was a bit of a surprise because... wasn't my idea, you know.
Yeah, well, of course you were. You had to be nominated, so congratulations for that. But let's to the serious question now.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Do I stand up now?
You should. Yeah, now you can stand up. No problem. So you have, is it a company called High Velocity Strings?
Well, what that is that I've been teaching. I've been a teacher, music, students, kids. Not so small kids, grown-ups, older people.
Yeah.
Since I was, 13, 14 years old, I've been teaching people how to play, how to write, how to compose, how to, you name it, I've done it. So eventually it got to the point where I was a conductor of a little chamber orchestra here that we put together. And it just got to the point where we had to do a non-profit. And that's what this is, the 501c3. Approved by the state with all the paperwork. And what we do is when we have concerts, we bring some young and promising talent on stage and we have them play something with us. And then we also go to schools and we talk to kids there. And, you know, the big rock and roll thing shows up in the auditorium with all this hair and whatever on people, you know, pile in to ask questions. So we play a little bit and talk about what it is to be a musician, what it is to play, what it is to write. And maybe not do some other stuff that you could have gotten involved and you really shouldn't be involved in with.
Right.
Wink, wink. So
right.
Stuff like that. And it's basically just for, you know, one day we're all going to have to pass the torch to somebody else.
Right.
Well, they need to be educated. Like, for instance, the same classical music. You know, all the dying art seems like it. Because just orchestras sing left and right. No one's attending concerts except a bunch of gray-haired people. And... seems like me sometimes, and you need to educate what to listen to, because, you know, even me, unless I prepare, if I go to a classical concert, I don't know what to listen to. I need to know what's going on. I need to be in the loop, so to say.
It's great to be able to have that, you know, within the schools where music, unfortunately, isn't being funded, you know, and then have you had the opportunity to stumble across a prodigy through this program of yours?
I have a couple of kids now who are really promising. In fact, heck, I'll mention one name. Brett Copeland, he's a violin player. He's been playing only for, like, I don't know, years or something. And he's just kicking back royal, back. Can't speak. This teacher needs English classes. Kicking butt royally.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, that must make you feel fulfilled as well.
Well, I didn't start. I was the teacher who took it over from another teacher. Just, you know, it's interesting to see that there's sometimes people who realize how incredible amount of work, how much work it takes. And I'm not afraid to just jump in with both feet and say, you know, what the heck with it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to get this thing done. And not too many, but there's always somebody out there. And if you get lucky to stumble upon somebody like that, yep.
Absolutely.
There's so many people that just talk the talk and do not walk the walk, and you excuse left and right. And, well,
and you can tell immediately, I would think.
Oh, you know, first of all, I'm a pro at that. You know, I was a kid myself, so guess what I did? I mean, I had the excuses lined up from 0 to 100. I could, in numerical order.
Right.
So now when they tell me that the cat had a diarrhea, oh, it's just 86 on a list, you know.
Very so, good. You got a list of those excuses?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just like, uh-huh, yeah, really? Uh-huh. Well, because, you know, what people don't realize, if you do something for a while, you know exactly what's going on. So when somebody comes in and says, oh, you know, I've practiced for like 3 hours every day, and I'm going, really?
Show me your fingers.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Yeah, exactly, right? How
right.
About that?
Let's see those calluses.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a bass player. You know it.
I should.
What's going on?
I know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
So now, are you currently touring?
Well, we just had the first concert with the new guys. So we need to, right now, what I'm doing is I'm standing in a half-empty studio. That's why it sounds so pretty good. And I need to continue doing what I'm doing here to get all the gear situated. And then we need to record a recording. We need a CD with the new people. Then, after the CD's done, then it makes sense to get out there right now. What's the point? You play and then you have nothing to sell.
Right.
That's not good. But yeah, of course, there's the previous record. It's on iTunes and it's doing really well. But
now, name the, what's the name of your previous record? Seventh String?
Is that Seventh String, right.
And where can folks get the Seventh String?
Oh, it's everywhere. It's on iTunes, Amazon.com. It is sold out as a CD, actual CD. But download stores are all, you know, ready to go. There's a bunch more. I don't even know if you... No, just Google it.
Very good. Google it.
There's about 10 of them that sell it worldwide.
Very good. And once again, it's the Seventh String?
Yeah, just the Vio 7. If you write that in an iTunes or Amazon.com, it pops right up.
Very good. Now, what's in store for Vio 7 in 2010? Any goals for you guys?
Well, the first goal is already accomplished. I wanted, you know, people start to, it wasn't me. They start to call me that I'm this metal violin player. And I was like, metal? Really? Well, it's just the music I don't know, which, you know, after a while I bought this thing, the metal title.
Yeah.
You know, meaning I started to accept it. Okay, fine, metal. Then I said, you know what? If it's metal, it's got to be metal.
Right.
So what I did between the previous lineup and this one, we just bumped it up a notch. So it's more heavy, it's more technical, it's more ballsy, more, all that stuff. So right now things have gotten quite interesting.
Very
and there's all kinds of new techniques. You know, as you play, especially in my case, it's an instrument that does not have a manual.
Right.
And nobody really does what I'm doing right now. I hope they would, because guess what? I'd like to steal some ideas from somebody, too. But at this point, I'm just coming up with some of these tricks myself, whatever I stumble upon.
Right.
And then work them and perfect them and turn them into something that you can use as a, well, as a technique and incorporate that pieces. So I just need to get these things, all these ducks in a row, and... crank out more tunes with them. That's the goal right now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for your time, Armand, and it's great hearing from you, and I wish you all the best, and we're looking forward to much, much more from you.
Yes, please, and stay in touch and visit the website.
Absolutely. And the website is, just so everybody knows?
Yeah, it's vio7.com, so it's VIO7.com. Or if you go on it and click on MySpace link, then it's going to end up in there too. So.
Awesome. Well, I've been visiting religiously.
Uh-oh,
we're turning into the Church of Armand.
Okay, Vixen's page, that one's for you.
Thank you. I would love to, definitely. I'll check that out. Vixen.
That's the ladies only. It's a fan club.
Again, oh, very good.
It popped up about a month ago or something like that. So go check it out.
I will. Well, thanks again, Armand, and good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.